Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. I'm Not Yelling a Black Woman's Guide to Navigating the Workplace by Elizabeth Leiva is a nonfiction workplace guide focused on the experiences of black women in business and corporate environments, especially predominantly white institutions. Published by Mango Media, the book combines professional advice, cultural analysis, personal perspective, and references to workplace data to examine barriers such as microaggressions, structural racism, imposter syndrome, pay inequity, lack of mentoring, hair discrimination, and the policing of tone. Its purpose is not only to validate experiences that are often minimized, but also to help readers identify patterns, protect their well-being, and advocate for themselves with greater clarity. Leiva positions the book as both a strategy guide and a source of collective affirmation. It speaks primarily to black professional women, while also offering useful context for managers, colleagues, and allies who want to understand how exclusion operates in everyday workplace culture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, workplace racism is treated as a structural pattern rather than an isolated interpersonal problem. A central contribution of I'm Not Yelling is its refusal to reduce workplace discrimination to occasional misunderstandings between individuals. Leiva presents the challenges faced by black women as part of a broader structure shaped by race, gender, hierarchy, and professional norms built around whiteness. This framing matters because it shifts the question from whether a single incident was intentional to how repeated patterns limit opportunity, safety, and advancement. The book addresses issues such as unequal access to mentoring, exclusion from informal networks, pay inequity, and biased perceptions of competence. These are not presented as abstract diversity concerns, but as practical realities that affect career progression and emotional health. By combining anecdotal accounts with references to workplace research, Leiva gives readers a vocabulary for experiences that can otherwise feel personal or difficult to prove. The result is a guide that validates individual perception while encouraging strategic interpretation. Readers are invited to see patterns, document concerns, and understand that their difficulties may reflect systemic dynamics rather than personal inadequacy. Secondly, the book examines how tone policing restricts the professional voice of black women. The title I'm Not Yelling points to one of the book's most specific concerns, the way black women are often judged not only by what they say, but by how others perceive their tone, confidence, emotion, or assertiveness. Leiva addresses the stereotype that casts black women as angry, aggressive, difficult, or intimidating when they express disagreement, defend boundaries, or advocate for themselves. This theme is important because workplace communication advice often assumes that everyone is interpreted according to the same standards. Leiva shows that this assumption is false. For black women, ordinary professional behaviors such as asking for clarity, challenging unfair treatment, or requesting recognition can be filtered through racialized and gendered bias. The book therefore treats self-advocacy as both necessary and risky. It encourages readers to claim their voice while remaining aware of how perception can be weaponized against them. Rather than advising silence or constant accommodation, Leiva emphasizes preparation, clarity, and self-trust. The analysis makes visible the emotional labor required when competence must be expressed under unequal scrutiny. Thirdly, microaggressions, hair discrimination, and code switching reveal how professionalism is narrowly defined. Leiva gives attention to everyday workplace experiences that may appear minor to outsiders, but accumulate into significant forms of exclusion. Microaggressions, comments about hair, assumptions about intelligence, surprise at eloquence, and pressure to code switch all reveal how professionalism is often defined through cultural expectations that privilege whiteness. The book is especially attentive to how appearance and speech become sites of evaluation for black women. Hair discrimination, for example, is not treated as a superficial matter of style. It is connected to the larger question of whether black women can appear at work as themselves without being marked as unprofessional, distracting, or non-conforming. Code switching receives similar treatment. It may be a survival strategy, but it can also create fatigue when workers must constantly monitor language, expression, and identity to avoid penalty. Leiva helps readers understand these experiences as part of a cumulative workplace climate. The practical value lies in naming the mechanisms clearly so that readers can distinguish between ordinary feedback and feedback shaped by biased norms. Fourthly, mentorship, sponsorship, and community support are presented as career infrastructure. I'm Not Yelling emphasizes that advancement in the workplace depends on more than individual talent or perseverance. Leiva highlights the importance of mentorship, sponsorship, and communities of support because many professional opportunities are distributed through relationships, visibility, and advocacy from people with influence. This point is especially relevant for black women who may be underrepresented in leadership pipelines or excluded from informal networks where information and endorsement Circulate. The book distinguishes the need for emotional solidarity from the need for strategic career backing. Supportive peers can help readers feel less isolated. But sponsors can also speak on behalf of a professional when promotion, stretch assignments, or leadership opportunities are being considered. This distinction helps explain why standard advice about working harder can be incomplete. Without access to advocates, excellent performance may remain unseen or undervalued. Leyva also frames community as protection against gaslighting and isolation. When women share experiences, they can identify patterns, compare strategies, and hold harmful behavior accountable. The book therefore treats support networks as practical tools, not optional encouragement. Lastly, healing and boundary setting are connected to long-term professional survival. Although the book is positioned as a workplace guide, it also addresses the psychological cost of navigating hostile or invalidating environments. Leyva connects racialized workplace stress to emotional exhaustion, anxiety, diminished confidence, and the need for intentional healing. This focus broadens the meaning of career success. Success is not simply promotion or visibility if the cost is chronic distress and self-erasure. The book encourages readers to consider boundaries, self-affirmation, reflection, and support systems as part of professional strategy. This is significant because corporate culture often separates performance from well-being, treating resilience as the ability to endure harm quietly. Leyva challenges that assumption by making well-being central to workplace navigation. She also links personal healing to cultural change. When Black women are able to name harm and protect themselves, they are better positioned to resist normalization of toxic behavior. The book does not present healing as a substitute for institutional accountability. It places individual care alongside advocacy, documentation, community building, and the broader demand for workplaces that do not require marginalized employees to absorb repeated harm. In conclusion, I'm Not Yelling is best suited for Black women working in corporate, nonprofit, academic, entrepreneurial, or professional spaces where they must navigate bias, isolation, or unequal standards of communication and appearance. It will also be useful for early career professionals trying to interpret subtle workplace dynamics, mid-career women seeking language for long-standing experiences, and leaders or allies who want to understand how exclusion functions beyond formal policy. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers name patterns, think strategically about advocacy, seek useful support, and protect their emotional well-being without dismissing the reality of structural barriers. Intellectually, the book contributes to workplace inclusion literature by centering the intersection of race and gender rather than treating diversity as a general category. Compared with broader career books for women, it stands out because it addresses issues such as tone policing, hair discrimination, racial trauma, code switching, and the angry Black woman stereotype directly. Compared with more academic works on workplace inequality, it is more accessible and action-oriented. The book is strongest as a validating and strategic guide. It combines analysis, affirmation, and practical framing for readers who need both recognition of harm and tools for navigating it. If you would like to support Elizabeth Leyva, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.